Good. Okay, next case, please.
The next application is 11,740 Anthony Morgan III, M&amp;M Properties LLC, seeks a variance to reduce the side yard setbacks. Sections 115-25C of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Nassau Drive, approximately 114 feet south of Minos Conaway Road. The 911 address is 31276 Nassau Drive, Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 334-MAP5, Parcel 13. Specifically, they are asking for a 2.6-foot variance for the side. Received no letters in opposition, no mail returns, and two letters in support. And an overview of the letters are that they are they are the neighboring properties, and that Mr. Morgan has made vast improvements to the area by demolishing the existing home and preparing the lot for use, and that has provided a desirable increase in the property values by clearing this area. The previous property owner allowed overgrowth and rubbish to remain on the property, and that they support Mr. Morgan in his efforts to overhaul and rebuild a new home for the residential use, and that they have no opposition in granting the variance. And it is understood that the homes will be ranch style with a two-car garage marketed for the first-time homebuyers or retiree, and that this will provide affordable housing beautification to the neighborhood. And those are signed by Herman, and that is the last name, and then I cannot make out the next name, but it is 17341 Minos Conaway Road is that address. Thank you.
Thank you. Jerry, you can go ahead and be sworn if you would, please. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Anthony Morgan III, 29034 Catman Road in Frankfort, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And we've got a copy of the standards that you provided to the office. I don't know if you had a copy of that.
Yeah, yes, I did.
You can take that with you.
Okay. I appreciate you all putting all your time in for me. And what I do for a living is I buy a lot of tax sale properties and sheriff sale houses. For 12 years I've been doing this. The house that I bought was pretty bad shape. And what I've done already is cleared out almost all the trees, tore the house down, and there's a footprint left of the house of the foundation. Now there is a driveway already on here. Is, I guess I can touch it right there. I don't know if that shows up.
You need to pick a color.
I'll pick a color.
Okay. At the top, they're just.
Okay, I'll pick red. Pick,
there you go.
Okay, right here is the driveway.
We'll just
point
this.
To it right there. That's where the driveway is. Yeah, that's where she's pointing out with the arrow.
What I'm asking for is, since I've applied for this variance, I have a prospective buyer that is handicapped. She is a lady that is in a wheelchair, and I need to. The garage to pull the van in and to unload the wheelchair and then go up a handicap ramp into the house is what I'm going to be doing. So that's why I'm looking for the 2'6" minimum variance for the garage on the side of the house. I'm also, the house was only 20 feet deep that I've tore down and just the foundation is left. I'm adding 10 feet to the back of the house. That pushes me pretty close to where the old septic used to be. About half of the houses in that whole development all have two-car garages that face the front of the house. So that was my other thinking. I wanted to keep it looking at the same of all the other houses in the neighborhood. There's only probably, I think, three houses in the whole development that have one-car garages. Based on, I guess, uniqueness of the property, if the house wasn't there at all, I would easily move the whole foundation over to make it meet the setbacks for my 20-foot garage, but the house was already there, and I'm trying to use the old foundation over again and add to that what's there. I guess to be developed, I talked to the lady, Janet, is it Janelle? She said about probably putting the garage around the side of the house, but the driveway in the front would have to be swerved around and go towards the fence
where lot 61 is, and that's number 12 on your picture, would be closer to her driveway. So I want to just keep it towards the front and match all the other driveways on that street is where all the driveways come off of that. I guess created by applicant, the house was the frame, the old house was already there, and I'm just trying to add to that and make it look nicer. And for the central of the neighborhood, I mean, it's going to be a mass improvement of what was there for 20 years that the lady never paid her taxes. And that's why I ended up buying the property at a sheriff's sale. And I have both, I guess, house number 12 and 14, or two letters that you have that they signed. They are more happy. The lady at 12 is really the one that would be affected the most, but her house is pretty far off her property. It's probably 30 feet where that arrow is from where the property line is. And the other letter you have is maybe about 8 signatures. That was just people in the neighborhood that came up and they wrote a letter and had everybody sign it that they were happy what I was doing for the neighborhood. It's a very nice neighborhood. The lots are very big. It's like a half acre lot. Most of, you know, and the prospective buyer that I have is handicapped, if that's what she would like to do.
Okay.
Any questions?
Any questions from members of the board? We'll start with you, Mr. Mills.
No questions.
Okay.
Mr. Hudson?
Square footage of the house, I suppose, compared to the original. Are you building the same house or building the house on the existing foundation?
Part of it I'm adding to the back. I'm adding 20 feet to the right for the garage, but I'm also adding 10 feet back. The house now that was there was only 20 feet wide.
Okay, it's kind of going 10 feet.
I'm going 10 feet to the back of the yard, and that's getting me close to the old septic.
But nothing to the, you're not, is there any addition to the existing foundation to the north, northwest?
I'm not familiar with
the left side.
Facing it, the left side?
Yes.
Now, is there anything there?
No,
no. Right now, I think. Do you have a survey of the property on there?
Yeah, that's
showing where, the
that's
house.
12'6". So that's the existing foundation, 12'6".
The existing foundation is 20 feet wide by.
I'm sorry, to the right of the house. I see now. Okay.
To the right. Yeah.
That's the garage.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Do you have one of these?
Yeah.
Like, okay. All right. All right. Yeah, and that's just because there was already part of a driveway there, so I was just trying to add to that just to go straight on in. And like I said, a lot of all the houses, all the driveways go in the front to into the garage doors in the development. About half of them have two-car garages.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Becker?
One of the questions is, can I otherwise be developed, right? There's no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the provisions of the zoning ordinance. In other words, if you move, as the question was presented to you, remove the garage around to the back and extended your driveway and make that your curve, you wouldn't have a variance. And why would the driveway affect your neighbor? I think that's what you said.
Well, I didn't want to go farther back into the lot because I don't know where that septic is in the back. But to try to put the garage, the doors on the side instead of the front, the driveway would be close to the property line. You'd have to drive in and then turn in to go in the side. Right. There was a very tight turn radius to do that. That's the only reason why I didn't do that or draw that, sir.
Where would your handicap ramp be?
Well, on the in the garage, I gave you guys a drawing. Right now, the handicap's not drawn on there. It's showing a door in the center. The handicap would have to go to the right. So when she comes in, she has a van that comes out and goes down for her wheelchair. So when the van comes in, she's got to come down and then go around and go up the handicap ramp. So the handicap ramp would be on the side inside the garage. Not outside because you'd get wet when it was raining, so it would be inside.
So where you're putting it, it's the best advantage for or cane handicap condition to make entrance and exit from a
yes,
house?
Yes, sir.
Is that
yes,
correct?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
In other words, in the back, if you put it in the back, that's another reason why you'd have to have a handicap ramp going.
Well, I'm trying to, I don't think, the garage is going to be like 22 feet deep. The other way would only be 20, and it gets kind of tight getting a car in there. You know, the van is like 19, 18 feet, and you need as much distance you can in front to pull in and get around the vehicle.
Okay. All right. Okay. So you've explored that.
Yes, I have.
Well, you got 31 feet on the other side, you know.
I would have to then move the whole house foundation down, add to it to the left, and move the foundation down or add to the one side to get inside the 15-foot setback is what I have to do. Yes, sir.
All right. I see what you're doing. And you're keeping the foundation down, just adding to it?
I'm adding to the back of it and to the right of it right now.
No other questions.
Mr. Berman?
You ever consider just tearing the whole foundation down and building a new one? I mean, going
if you if you don't let me do this, that's what I'll have to end up doing, yes. I'll have to move the whole house down, and that's probably pretty
you
much...
You probably meet all your setbacks then.
Yes, it would then meet the setbacks, or I just have to build a smaller garage, but I would probably have to, I would end up doing is moving the whole foundation down is what I'd end up doing if you deny me, yes.
Would that be a financial cost, big financial cost?
It would be more money, yes, sir.
Because when you're tearing up, you're tearing up quite a bit of it. You got the front,
right.
But your back and your side, you're still tearing up, right?
Yes, sir.
So you're only keeping really, what, one part of it?
Well, right now, I'm keeping the main house, and I'm adding 10 feet to the back and adding the garage to the side. If I don't get past, I've got to then push everything 3 feet to the left to give me that 20 feet or the 15-foot setback, add to the one side. So I'd be moving two side walls or the two gable end walls would have to be tore out and moved over. But then on the left side, by moving it over, that's where the sewer line comes through on the left side of the house right now. So I got to figure out what about the sewer line there.
Okay.
So your answer to that question is it cannot otherwise be developed, isn't that right?
Potentially? Potentially it can be, but it would be more expensive to do that, to move it over.
But you're building a new home though, right?
Yes, sir, I am. Mm-hmm. I buy old houses and tear them down and build new ones, brand new for Susquehanna. I've been doing it for 12 years. Mm-hmm. I've been in front of you guys like 3 times already.
So you're causing, I guess, the problem, really.
I'm causing the problem by asking for the variance, yes. By putting the garage for the handicapped person, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
All right.
Hearing no further questions. Excuse me. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none?
I want to have one more question.
All right.
Is the applicant yourself or the potential buyer?
That applicant is by me right now.
Okay, that's all I need.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And one more question.
All right.
If you built a single car garage, could you make it work?
Not for the handicapped lady, no. There's not enough room to get the car with her. She has a ramp, a thing that comes out with the wheelchair that goes down, and then you got to have a ramp to get up into the house.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Again, Chair, hearing no opposition, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we table case number 11,740.
To our next regular meeting.
Yes.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills that we table case number 11,740 to our next regular meeting. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Hudson. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Becker?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Callaway, so by a vote of 5-0, Case number 11,740 is tabled until our next regular meeting, which is April the 4th. Okay.